We'll just stay up here to move on the agenda if that works for you, Madam Chair.
Yes, very good. We'll move to item number 15.
So Chris is bringing up, I put together just a very short presentation, want to visit with you briefly about pheasant season update and in particular about opening weekend and how things are going. So can I just control from here? Or very good. So commissioners, our season, pheasant season started a couple weeks ago with the opening weekend. It's always a very highly anticipated weekend for South Dakota, both for resident and non-resident hunters. Everybody's excited about pheasant season beginning. And so I just wanted to provide you a quick update on the pheasant season and where we are today. The first slide here is from opening weekend. And one of the things that we do every opening weekend is we ask our conservation officers to keep track of what's happening out there as you're meeting with hunters across the state, regardless if they're residents, non-residents, it doesn't matter. Just the conversations that they're having with pheasant hunters to see how things look, how they're going. And this is just a quick summary of some of the comments that we heard. And I'm going to kind of go from west to east, if I may. So out in region one, which is our western South Dakota region, basically the comments were that things were going very good. There was a high hunter satisfaction in places where we would consider pheasant hunting areas in western South Dakota. Folks did extremely well. They were finding good bird numbers. They were excited. I would also share with you one common theme all the way across the state that we heard multiple comments of and our conservation officer heard. It was extremely dry conditions and it was warm conditions on that opening weekend. So that's something that held true all the way across the state, right? And some of those conditions can certainly play into how successful people were on that opening weekend. Dry conditions make it hard for dogs, whether it is flushing birds, finding birds, those types of things. Warmer conditions, those birds aren't going to be in the typical cover that some of those folks would hunt in. So just keep that in mind as well. But so that's a status quo that carried out across the state. Going into the central part of the state, again, what our conservation officers heard from their hunters were strong numbers out there, and there was good success. In many cases, people were getting two birds per hunter, in some cases stronger. But when you really start thinking about getting a couple of birds per hunter on opening weekend, things are going extremely well. They're finding birds, and that was a common theme in the central part of the state. Down in the southeast, 1 to 2 birds per hunter. Something that was obvious that we heard from our conservation officers, the farther on the western side of the region in the southeast, folks did even better, which wouldn't be out of the ordinary when you think of from Mitchell on over up towards Huron. That is part of our traditional triangle of where the pheasant range is historically in eastern South Dakota. So that's not a big surprise, but what they were doing is they were having some good success and they were certainly seeing birds out there. And then the northeast part of the state, our officers talking to hunters out there said it ranged from 1 to 2 birds per hunter. In some cases, a couple of those hunters expressed they weren't seeing as many birds, but again, they were contributing that to the weather conditions that were persistent on opening weekend. So all in all, what I would offer to you on that opening weekend, things went extremely well. Next factor that we talked about, the dry conditions, when you talk about the early part of the pheasant season, harvest of crops is always a contributing factor how successful people are or are not. And just broadly, on that opening weekend, based from observations from our officers and information we looked up from USDA statistics, on that opening weekend, approximately on statewide, a little over half the corn harvest was completed. Almost 91, 92% of soybeans harvest was complete. You go a short time later, almost a week later, and you can see how much more advanced that harvest occurred out there. During that time frame, it was dry, it was warm, it was very good conditions for harvest out there, and the farmers were going really hard at harvest. Today, as we sit here, and just a few days ago, basically what I would offer to you from corn and soybeans, harvest is complete. There's still obviously a few sunflower fields that stand here in the central part of the state. But the reason I bring this up is like every year we talk about pheasant hunting. When harvest gets completed and we get to that conclusion, the hunting only gets better. They don't have all that standing corn or some of those other agricultural fields to hide in, to loaf in, to spend a good chunk of the day. this will congregate birds into more of that traditional habitat for hunting as well, whether it's slough bottoms, shelter belts, grassland habitat, whatever it might be. And so things look really good right now from a harvest perspective and the opportunities for harvesting birds out there. So this slide in particular, I want to draw your attention to, because as we talk about what we're seeing for birds out there, it's one thing to talk to us. It's one thing to talk to our conservation officers. And whether we're talking this year or you would have talked 25 years ago, the one consistent that we always tell people to do, whether they are local people or coming in from another state as a non-resident hunter, we always, and we've always encouraged people to talk to their local landowners or people that they hunt with in local areas to see what are bird numbers like. So just to get some perspective from some landowners specifically, all five of these quotes on here from the various parts of the state that you can see here, six quotes, excuse me, are from landowners that are very in tune to what's happening on the ground, what the bird numbers are like. They know full well what they're seeing on the ground at their local level. Now, again, bird numbers can change and be a little bit different from local location to another location, right? That those things happen. There's always environmental factors that can contribute. A significant hail event in a very localized area, a flooding event in a localized area. But when you look at it from the big picture, I would ask that you take a look at some of these quotes from these landowners, because they know full well. They know what's happening on the ground. All of these landowners we contacted as well are also hunters. So they are interested in pheasants. They know what's happening out there. And so like you can see from the one out there in Stanley and Haakon County, the landowner said, we're seeing 2 to 3 times more birds this year than we did last year. And on opening weekend with a large group, they got their limit both days within about 3 hours. So bird numbers are really strong. And I know specifically in that particular situation, that was a minimum of 18 people on the first day. So they saw a lot of birds. The star there in Lyman County in that south central part is from a landowner, a pretty significant farmer out there. He does pheasant hunting. He said still he had a tough winter just 2 years ago, and the birds are numbers are still rebounding, but he's seeing really strong numbers. And you can see then he even talks about in that north central part of the state and other landowners he knows, the strong bird numbers that they're seeing. So again, some great tributes to what they're seeing out on the ground. The one from Hand County, kind of that east central South Dakota one, is a landowner that is very into conservation. He does a lot of habitat management on his property. He has hunters that come to his place. And you can see from the quote there, he talks about bird numbers on his property are probably the best that he has seen in several decades. And so when you contribute somebody that has done a lot of conservation, knows very, very well what's happening on his land, he is into pheasant hunting, he knows what's out there, to make the comments that he did really tells the story of what kind of bird numbers we're seeing out there on the landscape. And then you can see the other quotes there from that east central to that northeast corner of the state as well. Again, very similar comments from those landowners, seeing strong bird numbers, some of the best bird numbers they've seen in quite some time. Still having to deal with the dry conditions, right? Which always makes a little bit of a challenge for the hunting opportunities out there. But again, they're very confident based on the numbers they're seeing that hunting's only going to get better as the season moves along. We get into the colder weather. You get into some potential snow later in the season. Those birds are really going to congregate in some, again, those traditional pheasant hunting areas. And so I put a lot of stock into what landowners are talking about and what they see on their properties and what's happening on their area. They know better than most people, right? And so to hear these kind of comments from landowners from different parts of the state, I think really tells the story of what we're seeing in South Dakota right now, and that is strong bird numbers across the state. And very, very encouraging, and there's going to be even more opportunities as the season moves along now into what I would consider probably the prime pheasant hunting time for most people over the next several weeks. I would be remiss if we talk about pheasant hunting if we didn't talk about access. And this is something that we have talked to you folks and the public multiple times about: obtaining access to private land for public hunting opportunities. So this really focuses on the walk-in area program, but it also talks about our CREP program and other hunting opportunities that we provide by obtaining access to private land. Again, last year when we were in front of you and talking to the public, we talked about our goal of getting from 1.5 million acres, which was an all-time new high last year, to our new goal of 1.6 million acres by 2026. And it is my pleasure to sit here and say we reached 1.6 one year earlier. And our staff worked their tails off to get where we are today of over 1.6 million acres. And, you know, when we set that goal, 1.6, 100,000 acres to improve, we all sat there and go, it won't be easy, right? It took us a long time to get to 1.3, 1.4, up to 1.5. And our staff dug in and they dug in deep and look what they accomplished. And so between our staff and our partnership positions with Pheasants Forever, new partnership programs through Pheasants Forever, their PATH, public access to habitat, where they complement their access program to our access program, is providing more incentives that are attractive to landowners to enroll private land to public hunting opportunities. And so all those things are contributing to us exceeding that 1.6 million acres. So you're sitting here looking at this and going, man, that's a lot of opportunities. And it is fantastic for hunters, both residents and non-residents alike, to have, whether it's big game hunting, whether it's small game hunting, whether it's waterfall hunting, whatever it might be. Access is important. And the more places we have to hunt, the more people we're going to have participate in hunting, regardless what species is of their highest interest. So we're extremely excited about this. And I'm here to tell you that our next goal, we're not going by 100,000. We want to go to 2 million. How we get there is going to take a lot of work, dedication, and resources. I don't believe we'll get there in 1 year, but man, if we get there in a year like we did 1.6, we're really going to be doing somersaults and talking about big and better things happening in South Dakota. But that's our next goal. We want to get there, and we want to provide opportunities for people to hunt. And we firmly believe that the more public access opportunities we have, the more people will be participating in the great outdoors of South Dakota. So that's our next goal. I put this slide in here just to show you real quickly from what it looks like, what opening weekend means in South Dakota. So the top graph is related to resident pheasant hunting licenses. The bottom graph is related to non-resident small game hunting licenses. The main thing I just want to show you is you can see the big blip there on the opening weekend of pheasant season, that Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And you can just see, and that Thursday, Friday leading up to that Saturday, how big of a deal it is for people coming into South Dakota, even in our resident hunters. And then you can see the next blip is the following weekend. This is a trend we've seen over years. It's always fun to see this because, again, this just exemplifies and shows the excitement around pheasant hunting in South Dakota on that opening weekend and how important, how big of a deal it is. And so again, it's just a graph to articulate so that you can see, boom, that opening weekend when the pheasant opener is, how many people take interest and really see the excitement, enthusiasm about pheasant hunting in South Dakota. This here are two more graphs that I just wanted to, again, talk a little bit about pheasant hunting licenses. The top one are resident small game licenses and all those licenses that would provide the opportunity to hunt pheasants. So that would be a small game license, a youth small game license, combination license, senior combination license, any of those licenses that provide those opportunities to hunt pheasants for residents. The bottom graph for non-resident small games is just the non-resident small game license. It doesn't include preserves, those types of things. And again, my main message and reason for showing you this is I want to show you what that trend is over the last 5 years. And what that trend is, it continues to show an increased growth of people participating in pheasant hunting in South Dakota. South Dakota is still the premier destination for pheasant hunting. And what's really exciting is to see these numbers continue to grow from 5 years ago at 73,000 to this year, and we're not even all the way through the season yet either, at 81,500 for our resident hunters. When we have places to hunt, when we have strong bird numbers that we're seeing out there right now, more people get excited, more people are going out and participating. And I think these graphs just articulate that and show you that that trend continues to grow. And even on the non-resident side, the trend's not as steep, but but we continue to see that to grow, and we will continue to watch that. I think as they even see in this particular hunting season, the bird numbers that we have out there, the success that people are having, harvest is completed, and the access opportunities out there is just going to lead to an unlimited number of opportunities for folks to come and enjoy pheasant hunting in South Dakota. And I'll leave you with one last photo. This is what we're seeing happen in many locations across the state. I won't point out any individuals in this picture, but I can tell you over the last couple of weeks, we have seen numerous photos like this from all across the state of people having successful pheasant hunts. You can see even in this photo, a lot of young men as part of this hunt with adults. That's what pheasant hunting is about in South Dakota, family traditions, getting people out, enjoying, spending time together. And I think this photo basically articulates what pheasant hunting is and what it means to South Dakota and all of us. So with that, Madam Chair, I would sure entertain any questions that you may have. Again, I just wanted to emphasize what we're seeing at the beginning of the pheasant season. Things are going fantastic. We got strong bird numbers out there. People are being very successful out there. I've had a few opportunities to go out. We hunted public lands, and every time we've gone out, we have found birds, we've gotten birds, and I think people are finding that all across the state. Again, with harvest being complete, hunting's only going to get better when the weather conditions are a little bit better. Success will even be higher. So we're excited where things stand right now. We're really excited for the rest of the season and hope people are taking advantage of the opportunities that exist in front of them right now. Madam Chair, I'll turn it over to you.
Very good. Questions from the commission, comments. Tom, I do have a question for you. A lot of good information here. This report from the field, is this something that is shared with the public as well, or versions of it?
Yeah, Madam Chair. So, you know, we'll put out like news releases on that opening day or after opening day and try to share some of that information out there. These particular stats are from the whole weekend. And again, we try to share that information, and it can be very localized too, right? And so again, we always encourage, and I would stand here today, say, please reach out to your local landowners or local people that you hunt with. They really have the pulse of what's happening at local levels, what the bird numbers look like, the conditions for hunting. Take advantage of those resources, because that will really help in your success and your opportunities out there.
Excellent. Commissioner White.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner White. Tom, I guess one of the first things that a hunter is brought to light on is the licensing opportunities. Is our licensing program meeting the people's expectations, and are we selling them locally, or are they all online now?
Madam Chair, Commissioner White, so from a license perspective, whether we're talking a resident or non-resident, certainly you have the online option through Go Outdoors, and it works very simple. You have your profile, you can purchase your small game hunting license, habitat stamp, all the things that are included in there. And as always, we have our 430 plus license agents across the state as well. So when you think of some of your local convenience stores, some of those other businesses that are out there, people can go right up into those places as well. Typically it's marked on their front doors if they're a license agent, and you can obtain your hunting licenses through there as well. So there's multiple means of acquiring your license. Some folks stop right in our offices too, as they're passing through a specific town, if they know we have an office. So many avenues for them to obtain their hunting license.
Additional questions, comments? Secretary Roebling.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Director Kirschman, for the great report. I just want to make sure everybody is aware the pheasant season is just getting started and the best months are ahead of us. And thank you for articulating that. Crop harvest is out. We welcome everybody to South Dakota. Yes, it is. It has been a great hunting season thus far, and it's only going to get better. So thank you for the great report, and back to you, Madam Chair.
Very good. See no other questions. Good information. Thank you very much. We'll move to number